USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says everyone needs to just stay calm regarding the coronavirus.
Well, this was unexpected. This was something that came out of China, and it hit us and many other countries. You look at the numbers, I see the numbers with just by watching you folks. I see it. It's over 100 different countries, and it hit the world. And we're prepared, and we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm.
President Trump speaking at the Capitol after having lunch with congressional Republicans who are working on a stimulus package to help the U.S. economy overcome the coronavirus outbreak. Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden are canceling election night rallies in Cleveland due to health concerns regarding the coronavirus. In your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1,167 points to finish at 2518. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Voters in six states are heading to the polls today as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Another round of primaries today. The Democratic race is essentially coming down now to just two candidates in Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. However, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard said last night she is continuing her long shot campaign.
My candidacy, this is the reason why I ran for president, really bringing the point that the most important responsibility that the president has is to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
According to a Gallup poll released on Tuesday, approval for Republicans in Congress surpassed that of their Democratic colleagues, with the parties earning 40% approval and 35% approval, respectively. Impeachment seems to have played a role in Republicans surpassing Democrats in the poll. Republicans gained 6 points, meanwhile Democrats lost 3 points in approval ratings from October to February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Preparing your taxes can be a headache. For many taxpayers, it doesn't have to come with a cost, too. Between public and private options, both online and in person, there are a number of options for free preparation and filing. For about 70% of the nation's taxpayers, those with an adjusted gross income of under $69,000 or less in 2019, the IRS has a program called the IRS File Free Program. Now, you can check it out on the IRS website if you're interested. Now, let's say you've done your taxes and this year you're getting a big return. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says those big returns are not ways to depend on money every spring.
Depending on your tax refund is not a personal finance strategy. Put another way, this is literally just money you are giving interest-free to the government for an entire year when you certainly could be doing more with that money for your own personal financial future, particularly after the changes that were made in the law in 2017. Changes to the withholding components in the law made sure that Americans got more money back in their paycheck every month, $100 or $200 for the typical American every single month. So think about what you could do with that money. Rather than the government hold on to it for you, you could be investing that, you could be saving it, you could be using it to pay down debt. All of those are better things to do than to be waiting until April 15th to get a tax refund back, because then that money can't work for you than it could have been doing over the course of the previous year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.